Do the best you can until you know better. Then, when you know better, do better. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we get tips on how to be the best you can be. Enjoy.
Friedrich Nietzsche was a German philosopher, cultural critic, composer, poet and philologist, and his work has had a profound influence on modern intellectual history. Nietzsche was one of the main precursors of existentialism, and he believed that there are no absolute rules for human life, no absolute values, no certainties on which to rely, and he famously said that God is dead, God remains dead, and we have killed him. In other words, we have to live like there's nothing else beyond life. Nietzsche's philosophy is about reaffirming life, calling for a radical, naturalistic rethinking of the nature of human existence, knowledge, and morality. After the death of God, we need to take control of our own destiny by molding ourselves into something greater, into superhumans, the most English translation of the word Übermensch in German. In Nietzsche's view, the superhuman is not necessarily physically strong or super smart, but is psychologically superior. Superhumans are those free spirits who have mastery over their emotions, who take joy in simply existing, and who create above all else. As well as this, they're able to confront the dragon, which is a multicultural symbol representing the strength of the culture and values of a society. A free spirit, a superhuman, is the one who can defend the influence of the dragon, the one who can create their own values, breaking the chains of society and culture in which they were raised. In his book, Thus Spake Zarathustra, Nietzsche lays out 3 metamorphoses that the individual must go through to become superhuman. Using allegorical imagery, he describes the metamorphoses as the camel, the lion, and finally the child. Which is why in this video, we're going to explore these 3 metamorphoses to better understand how we can all become superhuman according to the philosophy of Friedrich Nietzsche. Number 1. Camel Metamorphosis. Nietzsche says, "What is difficult?" asks the spirit that would bear much, and kneels down like a camel wanting to be well loaded. "What is most difficult, O heroes?" asks the spirit that would bear much, "that I may take it upon myself and exult in my strength." The camel is the first metamorphosis of the spirit. The camel represents a strong spirit, capable of taking heavy burdens and traveling long distances in lonely deserts, surviving a harsh life. Not many people can undertake this journey, and even fewer do. Usually, most prefer having a comfortable life without stress or hard work. By avoiding risk, they follow the standard template for living, the local societal rules and moral codes, and sometimes they break the rules when it's convenient for them, without having too much moral integrity. A camel, by contrast, is different. The camel takes societal rules and moral codes very seriously, trying to become a person of good moral values, a role model, a person of integrity and honor. In Nietzsche's allegory, the societal rules and moral codes are represented by a golden dragon. These rules and codes can be religious or humanistic values, or ideas like every man is created equal, care and empathy towards others, the right of everyone to have an opinion, condemning violence, taxing the rich, or, on a more mundane level, societal norms such as you're supposed to be polite, you're supposed to go to college, you're supposed to get a real job. You're supposed to have children and start a family. In other words, a camel is what would be referred to today as good citizenship, or being a decent human being, A person who wants to take these most respected values extremely seriously and embodies them in all of their actions and words. It follows the deep roots of all the more general values driving society as a whole. So, to become a camel, you must know your dragon. The dragon represents everything that you admire and the values that have been implanted by your parents or by society as being good. But why would anyone undertake such a pursuit? Why would anyone follow the dragon? Well, the father of psychoanalysis, Sigmund Freud, whose work was greatly influenced by Nietzsche, has an answer for this. The dragon is the superego, which is part of Freud's structural model of the psyche. Formed at about the age of 5, the dragon represents a personality component which makes us behave morally in life. It's where all the unwritten rules of what it means to be a good person are, all the moral values that our parents and society taught us. When we obey these rules, when we obey the dragon, we feel a sense of pride and accomplishment. And when we don't, we feel guilty and ashamed. A camel is an individual who goes to extremes, trying to follow and obey as much as possible the dragon, going on a path which it thinks leads to the highest rewards in terms of pride and accomplishments. Unfortunately, most people fail to reach the camel stage. They don't live up to their ideals. They don't have clear role models or a clear set of values in life. They follow the new trends in society, indulging themselves in comforting but meaningless life, empty of strong values. To differentiate yourself from the herd, to stop being a sheep following random shepherds, you have to start carrying true values in life. You have to follow your dragon.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.